Welcome back. We're happy to welcome back to the program Tim Cahill here, president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Call this our early spring update, Tim. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Joe.
You brought the nice weather with you.
As I said, I wanted to wait until the snow was clear before I made the long ride from Rockland.
Yes.
To come here.
Smart man.
I'm excited. It's beautiful out. Yeah. It is really a beautiful day. It's maybe this is a sign, although it doesn't look all that pretty.
It's not quite Chamber of Commerce weather just yet.
But hopefully we'll have an early spring. Deserve it.
We can only hope. Yeah,
we
exactly.
deserve it.
We have earned it for sure.
Yeah.
How's things going?
Good, good. Yeah. The snow has not slowed us down. We've
really?
Been busy winter so far. Busy, like I just said to you, I've been there 15 months now, I think it's been, since I left Quincy.
And, yeah.
It's been exciting. First year was a learning year for me.
Right.
Learned a lot. We had some great accomplishments. This year, timing is everything in life. This year we celebrate our 125th anniversary.
Wow.
So this chamber was started in Quincy mm-hmm. back in 1901 by, I believe, a Faxon and an Adams.
Believe no it kidding.
Or not. The Quincy Board of Trade, which is what created what is now the South Shore Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And then it spread as population and business spread to the south, so it's pretty exciting. I'm fortunate to be at the helm
during that historic
during that
time.
Period.
Yeah.
We're also moving this year
what?
To a new headquarters.
You are.
We'll be moving to Hingham, just actually one exit closer.
Okay.
Trying to get closer to Quincy. No, don't tell anyone I said that. We are moving to South Shore Park, which is an old industrial park that has now turned into more of a mixed office use park.
Okay.
It's right off of the Derby Street exit.
Oh, okay.
Opposite Derby Street.
Yes,
so instead of going right off of Derby, you go left.
Gotcha.
And we're right next to these new, brand new South Shore Hospital Orthopedic.
I was going to say there's a big medical facility there.
Yes,
okay.
So we are right next door to
okay.
that. So we'll be moving in July.
Really?
So we're excited about that. We've been, as you know, this chamber used to be in Quincy at Millstar Road. Still have the sign.
The old mansion.
Signage from the front.
Sure.
I'll keep that and maybe bring it to our new space.
Oh, neat, yeah.
And we moved to Rockland in, I believe it was 2012 or 13. So it's been about 15 years
okay.
in Rockland. And we'll be our new address will be 4 Pond Park.
Okay.
In Hingham. So
okay.
we're excited about that.
Why? Why are you moving?
Well, our lease is up.
Oh.
We have more space than we really need in Rockland, and this opportunity came up for us, the right space, the right price, a very, very good location. Both locations are great, but as I tell everyone now when they say, where are you? We say we're at the Rockland exit at where Home Depot is.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Everyone kind of knows
it's
where that is.
It's a great landmark, yeah.
And now we're at the Hingham exit where Derby Street is.
Also a great landmark.
Okay. Great landmark.
Okay.
So
you're staying in Plymouth County at least.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And easier for my staff to grab lunch if they want to go over or do some shopping
yes.
not be gone for too long.
Right.
So it's a great spot. It's
okay.
a great spot. Dave Ellis, who was a real estate agent and developer on the South Shore, bought the building, renovated. He's moving his offices in there, and we will be right on the ground floor.
All right. Okay.
It's a very, very nice professional building, and it's got everything we need. So,
yeah.
So excited! Excited.
All right.
I should probably come back after we move because
yes.
you won't want to see me before, because it'll be a little hectic.
Moving's a little hectic.
Yeah, moving will be hectic,
yeah.
But we're trying to work it out. We're
all
trying
right.
to work it out. It'll be a whole brand new spot for us. New,
yeah.
new everything. We're not bringing anything from the old.
Oh,
spot.
Is that right? From starting.
So maybe a couple of signs.
Okay.
A couple of signs. Maybe some photos.
Okay.
There's a couple of good history wall hangings that I might want to keep.
I would think after 125 years, there's going to be a
but it'd be kind of a new start for us too.
Yeah.
It's a new start, so we're looking forward. So
any new
staff
openings with the new location?
We've had some staff turnover,
okay.
so we have one position open now. We'll be open at the end of this week. We've had some turnover. Some people have left for other stuff.
Mm.
We had one employee leave to go to Road Responsibility, one that will be coming to the South Shore YMCA down
okay.
Quincy. So she's shifting from Rockland to Quincy.
Yep.
So it's been some change, which is good.
Yeah.
Exciting about it. I'm excited about it. And we're in a good place. So it's 125th anniversary. We've started a foundation as part of the chamber. Many chambers have them. We had one and we let it go dormant and we rescued it or mm-hmm. set it up again.
Okay.
So it allows us to raise money. from different sources, from foundations, from government, and it's targeted towards economic development. So what we're trying to do is grow our economic development portfolio, what we can do, how we can help spur growth on the South Shore for the business community.
Okay. So businesses can apply for like an incubator business perhaps? Could apply?
No, we will be, yes, once we get some money set up, you know, and we're looking to raise a significant amount of money. So yes, people will be able to apply or will seek out opportunities.
Oh,
we may fund studies for the South Shore, development plans. You know, we want to see some of the development that's taking place here in Quincy and what's taking place in Braintree and Weymouth sort of spread down to the South Shore, where it's wanted, where it's needed, because every government in the region is struggling. Because there isn't enough growth, taxes are going up, 2.5 overrides, the spring is coming, which is not a good sign for many of these governments.
Right.
So I'm trying to get that message out, how you can have quality development, what you want for your community, whether it's housing, whether it's economic.
We get I was a just going to ask what type of development.
Well, there'd be housing in some cases because it's needed on the South Shore like it is everywhere, especially housing that's market rate, because as you know, the property market on the South Shore is pretty
very hot.
Yeah. It's very hot.
Yeah.
Very expensive. So it's a hard place for young people to settle and raise a family, although it's a great place for young people to settle and raise a family. So we're working on the economic development. So the jobs are there and the housing is there. And we've got a lot of really interesting office parks, like the one we're moving in.
That's an old one, though. That's
it's an old one. It was more of an industrial site.
Yes,
it's transitioning, as so much is, into more office use.
Okay.
And there's quite a few of them all around the South Shore. You know, where we are now in Rockland is sort of an office park.
Yeah, there's Accord Park down in Norwell as well.
Yeah, Assanippi.
There's
plenty in Plymouth. I mean, there's
park
a lot of land available.
Yeah.
It's just, again, it's trying to figure out what is the right mix for the community.
Yeah.
So we're starting to address those needs in the first half of this year. We have two events coming up, one in May, which is our South Shore Economic Development Summit, which we work with the New England Real Estate Journal on. Last year it was on medical office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's going to be on the issue of rent control.
Oh, interesting.
So we're having an event. It's going to be here at Granite Links. I think it's May 12th.
Okay.
And we're inviting some folks in from the industry, housing and other industries, banking that finances housing, to talk about how impactful rent control would be in a negative way if it's voted in statewide. It's a statewide referendum question. It's qualified on the ballot. It's a hot issue. I don't think people really understand the impacts, the negative impacts of statewide rent control. What it will do to the job market, what it will do to the housing market, how it will probably end up driving prices up or discouraging new housing from being built. So we're going to talk about that and try to talk about it in a reasonable manner so it's understood by the people who are looking for housing that this is not the solution. And the second event we're scheduling in June, which will be at Leo's,
in Braintree, the new Alba?
Function space and Leo's event space in Braintree.
Yep.
We're inviting the three mayors of the South Shore, Quincy Mayor Tom Koch, Braintree Mayor Aaron Joyce, and the new Weymouth Mayor Mike Malise.
Yes.
So, and to talk again about how they have addressed housing and development issues, workforce issues in their communities.
Okay.
So obviously, we know the story of Quincy. Braintree's embarking on a couple of very large projects.
The old Armstrong complex.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yep.
It's a big one. We're dealing with the Communities Act. And believe it or not, Union Point will break ground this year.
Oh, okay.
Union Point Development, the old South Weymouth Naval Air Station.
Sure. Yeah.
So
how many years has that been, Tim?
It's been 20 years.
I was just going to say,
New England Development has taken it over. We've met with them. It's a real plan with real timelines and real buildings.
Okay.
Quite a bit of housing, but also a lot of commercial space.
Oh, interesting.
Supermarkets and retail space.
Okay.
It's going to be very, very, very interesting. And we got a chance to see it all mapped out and where the housing's going to go. And it'll be a mix of some single family, townhouse, multifamily, probably about over 3,000 units of housing.
Wow.
So it's a great way for us to address that region, sort of that mid-region between Quincy, take some pressure off Quincy too for housing, and allow people to create opportunities where they can at least start their lives or if they're retiring, maybe sell their home, and it'll open up some housing, we hope, for the, on the South Shore, for people who are looking to enter the market, because then there'll be a community. A little bit, not quite the same, but similar to Pine Hills in that sense, where it's not over 55, but it's downsizing housing for people who generally, who are empty nesters.
Yeah, without the golf course, right?
Unfortunately, without the golf course. Okay. But we got some great golf courses on this, Black Rock, and you could go to Pine Hills from there.
Yes.
Those three mayors are dealing with those issues, how to sort of balance it. And that's what we're looking for, is the balance. I mean, there are some communities that don't want any housing. They don't want to. We've had a few that have fought the Communities Act.
Yes.
It's their decision. But you need some growth to offset the services that are needed. And if you want to attract, we've got a great school system all throughout the South Shore. All the schools are great. All the communities have great schools. And it's one of the draws to get people to come. But if you don't have housing, they can't, affordable housing, reasonably affordable housing, people can't get there.
So does that need to come first before commercial development, do you think?
It probably will be concurrently. What they explained to us is the housing plan will develop over the next 5 to 7 years, and it will be done in phases. The commercial property takes a shorter period of time, so once the housing, some of the housing gets started, the commercial property will start to be built.
Okay.
So it's going to be a mix of, like I said, Pine Hills and Legacy Place, or one of those sort of, or even like Derby Street, where you have this lifestyle kind of living. And they're actually going to create a town square, which they committed to. It was on the plans originally, and it was never done. So a little town square for folks who live there.
Okay.
And there are people that live there now.
Yes,
so,
there are. Yeah.
It's exciting. It's exciting for us, and it's nice to be in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I have some experience, I think, in terms of how it's been done and where it needs to be done. And again, same model, which is near public transportation.
I was just going to ask about the transportation.
There's a train station right there at Union Point.
Yeah.
So it would be fun, and it will put that money on the tax rolls for the town of Weymouth. And then it will, be some congregating housing. And there's a lot of road work and infrastructure work that's going to be done concurrently, because people need to be able to get to and from there.
Access is key, right?
Yeah. Access through Rockland.
Yes.
One side of Bill Delahunt Highway, believe it or not. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
and access on Route 18.
Okay.
So it's a great time to be where I am on the South Shore. I'm really excited about it. It's a great community. And we've been working all the way from Quincy all the way down to Plymouth, and meeting people and getting businesses to join. I'm very lucky.
How many members now in the South Shore Chamber?
We have about, with our affiliates, and we've added some new affiliates since I've been there, probably about 1,300 members.
All
so we're the fifth largest chamber in the state. My goal is to become the largest.
Really?
So we'll see how that goes. You can have me back in a few years, and
we'll
see how that goes.
Okay.
We can track it. but we're growing. It's we've grown in just in these first 2 months in what has been a tough winter. I think we've added 25, 30 new members already in the first 2 months. So, which is our target each month.
So, is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Great team. Great people, too. I met some really, really good people, business leaders, professional leaders down on the South Shore. I've been able to work with multiple mayors, which is nice, and town planners. And there's some exciting things happening in Rockland and Hingham, and they're working together on a parcel of land which overlaps both.
Okay.
The challenges, obviously, has been water and infrastructure.
I was going to, you're reading my mind here today, because as you know, the House Speaker talked a lot about kind of pushing the MWRA water system further south.
And that's what I wanted to speak about.
Yeah.
So he spoke at a breakfast that we had in February. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Ron was, Speaker Mariano was great to come. Gave us some insight, and that has been the stumbling block for the last 20 years.
Right.
Getting the towns together, you have Weymouth, Abington, and Rockland all owning pieces of that.
Little pieces of the base.
So
the
getting
base,
all that together, but it's really been the water.
Yep.
And the plan is to have Weymouth hooked up to the MWRA sometime in about 2030, 2031.
Okay.
But the water, there's enough water for them to start the project and complete the project. And knock wood, or table here.
Yeah.
Not glass. It looks like once they go down that path, they'll be able to extend that water line further south.
Yes.
At less of a cost.
Okay.
So the state's been great. They've been great. Mass Development has pitched in a significant amount of money. And the speaker's been great about making sure that he has not taken his eye off the ball. We want him to be there to fruition, to the groundbreaking.
Sure.
And it would be great for the South Shore because that really has been, water and sewage has been the real stumbling block.
You can't have any development without that, right?
And some developers are forced to build their own water treatment plants on site. You know,
very expensive,
so
I'm sure.
You need water, you need sewage, and you need energy. And we're working on the energy piece, the electricity costs, and making sure that we have energy to grow too. Because what the South Shore has, and I think it's the jewel, makes for it to be the jewel, is we have three hospitals, Milton and future Quincy Hospital.
Coming soon, yeah.
BID Milton, South Shore Hospital in Weymouth, and BID Plymouth,
right,
which is expanding. So one of our initiatives, which you'll be seeing rolling out this spring, is to ceremoniously rename Route 18 as Medical Way.
Interesting.
W-E-Y.
Ah,
Way,
very good.
To really highlight the healthcare, you know, growth and the number of services. We've got not only South Shore Health there, but Boston Children's Hospital, Mass General Hospital, partners all providing services on that corridor of Route 18 and Libby Park.
Sure.
So it really is. It's the largest employer of the region, healthcare, and it is poised to growth, and it's what attracts people, I think, to the region beyond housing and good schools is access to health care.
Sure.
Because we all need it.
Happy 125th, Tim.
Thank you very much.
We will have you back for sure.
I will. We will, and we'll have a few. It's not going to be Quincy 400.
Okay.
Don't have any parade scheduled. We don't. I don't have the
no
mayor's energy to do that. The fireworks,
off,
but okay. But we're excited, and the chamber started in Quincy, so there is a connection, and this
Absolutely.
Is our 250th. So we're as half as old as our country, which
there
is pretty exciting, and it says a lot about the community.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you.